For global roaming today, we're heading to Ukraine. Yesterday, the country's president, Petro Poroshenko, said the country was under cyber attack from Russia. He said hackers are targeting Ukrainian state institutions about 6,500 times in the past couple of months. Meanwhile, fighting continues in the east of the country. Pro-Russian separatists continue to advocate for further annexation of the Crimea by their powerful neighbour. Well, Alek Hoshyalk is a journalist in Ukraine for Ukrainian Public Television. She joins me now on the line. Good morning, Ala.
Hello, Hemis.
What is happening in the east of Ukraine since the annexation of Crimea and the subsequent ceasefire? Is it holding?
Actually, it looks like in the Western media, for example, that the conflict is frozen. It sounds like that, but actually it's not, because almost every day the fights are going on, and sometimes people are dying, and there were huge fights like 1 week ago, so the conflict is going on, and the main problem now is like the problem of the human rights on this territory on the eastern Ukraine, and also we have a huge problem with the human rights in annexed Crimea, because any people from Ukraine who are like for the fighting for the people rights, they are not allowed to come to Crimea, for example, or to Donetsk or Lugansk to see the situation and to help people who are in need there. So the situation with the conflict is quite bad for all the time. So if somebody is telling you that the conflict is frozen, it's not. But on the other hand,
Can you just tell me a little bit more? Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about the hacking, the accusations of hacking against Russia? Which Ukrainian state institutions have been targeted? How have they been affected?
So there were like several situations. It was one against the state railway company. It was like two or 3 weeks ago when the like all the internet stuff of the state railway was stopped because of like hackers, and last year, I think, and it lasts for some time in this year. There were problems with the energy companies, state energy companies, and there were problems with the Ministry of Finance of Ukraine with the hacker attack. But as I know, now everything is okay.
And in terms of the relationship between the Ukrainian government in Kiev and the Russian government, what's the current status? I mean, is there any direct talks? Is there any direct negotiations?
Actually, there is not. There were no negotiations. There were no like direct meetings between like Ukrainian and Russian president. But there is like a process, this Minsk process, which involves Ukraine, Russia, Germany, France. So they are like mediators of this talk, and they are talking about actually the human rights, the humanitarian situation, and so on. But there is no direct connection between like Ukrainian and Russian government. And also, I want to say one more that we had like a strong economical connection between Ukraine and Russia, and now, like Ukraine is dealing with all the economical stuff without Russia, and it was like a stereotype that, for example, in the energy sector, we couldn't manage without Russian gas, for example. But it's like the whole 2016 without Russian gas.
And tell me, in terms of the domestic political situation in Ukraine, have things stabilized post the revolution, post the protests in Maidan, there were enormous budget challenges that needed to be dealt with. There was very complicated factional infighting within the domestic political scene. Has that stabilized?
I should say that on the one hand, we had, on the first time in Ukrainian history, we had quite a normal budget and normal budget process. So we have the normal document for the 2017 on the one hand. But on the other hand, we have the huge risk of the populists becoming more and more popular because of the all these economical issues, because of the currency exchange rate, dollar is rising, hryvnia is falling, and the tariffs for people are rising also. So the in politics, populists are becoming popular and popular. But I don't think that we will have elections before we need it. I cannot prognose how it will be. But it looks now that we are doing some reforms. It is painful sometimes. It's painful for people, but the populists are playing on it. But the situation is not so bad as it looks sometimes.
And the
reforms are going.
Ala Koshliak, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ala Koshliak is a journalist based in Ukraine.